Good morning, everyone. This morning, leader. This morning is the 19th of August, the year 2018, and we are on the first day of the Body Mind Purification Retreat at SAC 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii, America. So, today is our last day to fulfill the universal law of three. So the last day to catch up, to finish whatever we did not finish, we did not perform according to the universal law of three. So today we will talk about the use of our six major flavor tastes in the universal product to maintain our survival or to reset our balance state in our body. So we are talking about how the universe forms many different forms, the air, the gas, the fluid, and to the formation of the vegetable from the carbohydrate to protein to fat. So actually all kinds of nutrition in the nature have maximum six different flavor, and that's the major one to help to maintain the balance of our body with six pair of internal organs of 12 different meridian channel in our body. So the first taste we have, that is sweet. The sweet usually has in the carbohydrate. Okay? In the carbohydrate, that is the right one. And we already learned this one from the day when we learned about how the plant create from the cellulose and from the grass into the glucose. Okay, so by inviting the carbon into the hydrogen and oxygen, so it can create the first molecule, the complex molecule with the high calorie, that is the carbohydrate. So glucose is the first molecule in the carbohydrate, and from that it modify into galactofructose and many other glucose or many other sugar in fruit, in the root, in the vegetable, etc. So, and then after that, we have another sweet in sugar cane, in coconut, in date, in fig. Many different fruits have a sweet taste and flavor in that. Second flavor, second taste in the nature, that is sausage. Sausage product usually come from the ocean, right? And again, even though come from the ocean, but from the vegetable, it can contain more amount of mineral, especially sodium, more than the animal product. So that's why when you eat the fish or crab or whatever, the seafood, right? You don't feel it taste salty like when you eat all the seaweed. You got the seaweed, the blend, right? The blend, the veggie have a higher amount of water. So that's why it can contain more amount of salt, mineral than the animal product. Even though we still have some mineral in the plant on the ground, on the soil, on the mountain, but it's much less than in the ocean. So that is the second flavor, second taste to nourish our body and maintain the balance in our body. The third one, that is salt. Salt usually had in the citrus fruit or in the fermentation process when we ferment carbohydrate. Okay? But majority we have directly in the citrus fruit, like lemon, lime, grapefruit juice, orange, kiwi, something like that. The fourth one, that is the pungent. Pungent usually have in the product of radish, cayenne, wasabi, celery root, and in some vegetable. But now we misunderstood the pungent activity, so that's why we abuse the spicy. The spicy like chili, like pepper, black pepper, like garlic, something like that. Garlic is a little bit in the middle, but when we use black pepper or chili, red chili, okay, that is totally wrong way of use for the function. The fifth one, that is bitter taste. Bitter taste usually have in the seed of most of fruit, and it have in the flesh of some fruit like bitter melon, the flesh of the grapefruit, and it has in some the peel of the fruit or the veggie. And finally, astringent. Astringent usually have in everywhere, in the seed of the fruit, in the flesh of non-ripened fruit or veggie, and majority of astringent in the peel, okay, in the cover layer of most of the fruit and the veggie, the root. So that is six basic flavor taste containing all the natural product to maintain our survival and the balance of six pair of major organs in our system, and as well as it go directly into 12 meridian channel in our body. So where it go? The sweet taste, it go directly into stomach, spleen, pancreas, right? So that is the sweet taste. The salty taste, it go into the gallbladder and the bladder and the kidney. The sour taste, sour flavor, it go into liver and gallbladder. So you see how alternated, okay? Sweet, salty, sour. And now we have another three, okay? The pungent going to lung instead in the lung. The bitter taste going to the brain or the central nervous system, the cardiovascular system, the circulation system, or the small intestine. And finally, you see the astringent, it has in the seed of most of the fruit, in the flesh when it's not ripened, it's not converted to the sugar, and majority is in the peels, in the cover of most of the veggie or fruit, that is protective layer. So now today, we mess up on this six taste flavor because we try to abuse whatever we like, and we try to stay away whatever we don't like. So first, we say we abuse the sweet, and that's why we have all kind of problems, from the stomach problem, right? Reflux, acid, we had a problem with the spleen connect to the process of forming the blood. We have a cardiovascular disease increasing, we have a diabetic, blood sugar, cholesterol increasing, and pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas, so increasing. Even though it leads to the cancer of this organ, increasing, but we abuse too much the sweet. And not only directly sweet like the sugar, refined sugar, or the carbohydrate grain like dry, like wheat, like wheat powder. We use all the refined products, so we eliminate all the grain. Okay, we have a lot of fiber, mineral, trace element in there, so it can hold back, like a buffer to hold the all the sugar. Okay, so it can release slowly. But now we remove all that. We just have a very concentrated carbohydrate or sugar. And also by the refined process, under the refined, under the processed food, it will break down into the smaller molecule of the sugar. So that's why it dumps into our system too quick and too much, and the blood cannot carry and deliver all that to the destination. That's why it accumulated in the blood, and we have a consequence of that to the high blood sugar and high cholesterol. So that is the most taste we are viewing now. And the second taste, the sausage, again, we abuse this one is the second one we abuse. So that's why we have a lot of problems. Whenever we use salt, okay, the salt will have osmotic pressure. That's why it pours in the water. And with that, we see the advice why we need to drink a lot of water. And the water will hold back into our body, especially the external body fluid. So the cardiovascular system, the circulation system, had to work a lot to eliminate the extra body fluid, especially in the cardiovascular system or the circulation system. That's why you see the problem with kidney increasing because it has to overwork. And the sour flavor, sour taste. We try not to use this one much, right? And we use it in the wrong way, so that's why we had a liver problem and increasing. And when we don't use the sour taste correctly, we create a problem not only for the liver, gallbladder, but we create a problem for the stomach too. And I told you, I think on the first or second day, we have a six major taste, but when we hungry, the only taste to stimulate our body to secrete the saliva is only the sour taste, sour flavor. Okay? The more hungry, the more saliva be stimulated to secrete. So the saliva is the most alkaline body fluid. And the sour taste is the one to stimulate or the one to carry the acid, the fluid. So that's why the body has to get ready to neutralize or to metabolize when the taste be put in our body. So when we use correct the sour taste, we not only can help the liver, right? We can rebalance our stomach or our pH. But when we use the incorrect, we try not to use the sour taste correctly, and we try to minimize it. That's why our system, especially the liver, have a more problem now today. So that is why you have to hit this flavor at the first day of our purification process to help eliminate all the toxic substance, and where to help to restore the pH or the alkaline status in our body fluid. And then the next taste, that is the pungent. The pungent usually not only has to have the high pressure, okay, it can create a lot of gas, and also have to have the color. The color, the taste, all the flavor, the taste has to mask so it can go into the meridian and the internal organ system correctly. If we use the right taste but the wrong color, it will go into the wrong direction or wrong destination, right? For example, why we need to use the function in the form of radish, celery root, or wasabi, right? Because it usually on that one, it have the white color or the light color. The color of lung and lung instead in that is a white color because it belongs to the metal, right? So the color that one is a white color. So when we change that to the black pepper on the red chili, that is what we are using now, replace for the function. So the black color is going to the kidney. Okay, with the substitute, the red color is going to the heart and the circulation system. Okay? So that's why we direct the color and the flavor in different directions. So that's why it messes up. And because we don't use enough function, flavor or state, in our food, that's why we had a problem that all the iron lack in pectin, the colon and the lung. If it collapse, if it block, if it stagnant, so that's why we had a lot of problem with this one, cancer. And the last two, the bitter taste and the astringent, the same. We not use this one enough. Okay? The bitter usually have not much in our fruit or in veggie. That's why we need to have in our meal almost every other day or every week. Okay? At least we need to have twice a week in our daily meal. But now we not provide that enough in our veggie or in our food. So that's why we don't have enough the bitter. And when we have not enough bitter taste in our food, you see that the bitter, it will directly control the central nervous system, the circulation system. That's why our nervous system, it messes up. Our circulation system, it messes up and it creates a lot of problem on the disease. And finally, the astringent. And you see, it have in the seed of mushroom, it have in the flesh of vegetable, especially for the fruit when it's not ripened yet, and it almost have a majority concentrate on the level of the peel, the cover to protect for all that. But again, nowadays, we try to use the genetic modification to eliminate all the seeds in most of the fruit. You see? And even though it's still there and we don't use it, we throw it away. And we never think about that, okay, like the mother of any animal. Even though the mother don't have enough nutrition, the mother still has the mother body. And the mother living way still has to use the best she can, okay, externally or internally. Use all the nutrition, all the good thing to give to the baby, right? Because that is to prepare for the next generation. So the same thing in here in the vegetable family. So the seed is the one to carry the genetic information. Whatever the best one they have to put in there to transfer that genetic information to the next generation. And also it have need to protect all that important information. That's why it have an astringent in the peels of the seed, inside of the seed, to cover, to protect all that important information. But now we throw away all the seeds of the fruit. And then also, in the middle of the fruit, when it's not ripened yet, the carbohydrate, it not be fermented or it not be converted into the sugar, so it's not really sweet. And to protect all the good ingredient, it extract from the soil, from the air, from the universal energy, so that's why it always have an astringent around every single cell, every fiber cell to protect all the nutrition in there. But and then we don't like it, right? So we wait for the fruit. It transforms completely all that substance into the sugar because we love to eat the sweet fruit. So that's why we lost all the protective layer in every single fiber cell in the flesh. And the majority of the astringent is on the cover, okay? The last protective layer to cover outside the fruit or the vegetable. And most of us don't know how to use that, and we peel it up and we throw away that layer. So that's why we lost completely the protective mechanism from the food we eat on a daily basis. Yeah. So that leads to the consequence our immune system become weaker and weaker over time. So in that sick flavor we produce from the nature, the big universe out there, from the plant, from the tree, from the root, from the leaf, from whatever the big universe to produce it for us. So the nature already give us the backup whenever we have to be depend on external source. Okay, we cannot control 100%. So when we cannot control 100% the external source, we may don't have enough. So when we don't have enough, we will be out of the balance. Right? We cannot regularly control our own system. That's why the universe give us, the universe give us the opportunity to produce by our body. Okay, in case we don't have enough from the external source. But because our body is a small universe, it's not big, it's not giant, it's not powerful as the universe. So that's why it can produce only two, not one, not three. Because again, they use the universal law of three. In the six flavor totally out there, it divided by three, okay? So it allows our body, a small universe, can produce one third of that only. So six now divided by three, we have two. So the universe allows our body to produce maximum two substance, have the flavor of the taste, so our body can control, can regulate our own function without being depend on the external source. So with flavor and with taste, our body choose to produce itself to regulate its own function. Definitely it's not choose the sweet or the salty, right? It will select to produce the sour flavor, sour taste, and that form the acid coagulate the stomach fluid. Yeah. And the second fluid has the flavor, the taste, and what is selected to produce that is a bitter taste. The bitter taste be produced in the liver, but then it be stored in the gallbladder. So you see why it not select to produce the sweet or the salt or the astringent, the most important to protect our body, and why it just select the sour and the bitter taste. And if we look at the organ where it produces the two important taste, right? It's in the middle of our body, right? It's in the middle of our body. So that means first, it tells us the two body fluids have a taste of sour and bitter, So that is the most important for our body. That's why our body choose to produce that one, but not the other one, right? Secondly, we see where it be produced. From all the organs, stay at the middle part of our body. So that means this body organ stay in the middle. It will produce, it can balance. Okay, it can reset our balance state because it stays, it locate in the middle part of our body. So also it helps to reset the balance state. It will help to re-control our body in the correct way, in the balanced way. It will help our body to function correctly by delivering up or down, in or out easily because the headquarters it located at the middle part of our body. So now we look a little bit deeper to see how it cooperates to each other. The sour flavor in the stomach fluid be produced quickly with the large amount, right? And it just happens when we be stimulated by our headquarter, or when we had a signal from the headquarter to get ready to receive the food to digest. Right? It should not be produced at any other time. Only when our body get ready to receive and process the food when we inject. With quick time, short time, and the high volume or large amount. On the other hand, the bitter flavor, the bitter taste fluid produced in the liver, it had to produce continuously with a very small amount. So totally opposite with the sour flavor. You see, it's totally opposite. We say opposite because that is how the law of attraction balance in the universe. We have a yin and yang, we have a day and night, we have a positive and negative, we have a male and female, you see? So that is how the universe balance all the system in our body and in the universe. So the way of two major body fluids with two different major flavors, it has to cooperate in the very perfect harmonious way. The sound flavor fluid has to be secreted quick with a large amount and then stop. On the other hand, the bitter body fluid has to be produced continuously with a very small amount. And now we look at carefully at the function of that. We see again the sound flavor, the acid quality, majority the function used to metabolize the food, especially the protein only. Okay? They don't use to do any other thing. On the other hand, the bitter body fluid, you see how it works here. It has to work, has to support for the neural system, the nervous system, and the cardiovascular or the circulation system. And those systems had to work continuously 24 hours and 7 days, never stop, right? So that's why the bitter body fluid had to be there all the time to control, to regulate, and to support for those systems. And when our body secretes not enough, it has some in the storage, that means in the gallbladder, to dump it out, to supply for that. Whenever our body produces a little bit more than normal, okay, it put in the storage, in the gallbladder, to store. You see? So the gallbladder is the media, the storage, okay, to hold back whenever our body produces a little bit too much. And it provides its supply whenever our body not produce enough to support for the function of the nervous system and the circulation system. So that is the first thing. The second thing, the bitter body fluid also help for the digestion process whenever we have fat in our milk, right? When we eat the fat, especially the animal fat. So when we eat fat in the milk, the body have to need to have a large amount of bile acid. That means the body fluid has the bitter flavor, bitter taste. So when that happens, it needs the high volume of bile acid. But our body cannot produce quickly to provide right away. That's why it uses all the storage in the gallbladder to dump out the supply to help for the digestion process. So that's why we need to have the gallbladder, okay, to store for all the extra or when we really need the high volume of the bile acid or the bitter taste body fluid. So when we don't provide enough the sour and the bitter taste from the external source, our body can synthesize by itself internally. But now today, again, we mess up it. Okay? We eat too much, we eat too fast, and we eat in the wrong time. So that's why the acid we produce almost continually. So totally against the universal law. It cannot do, it cannot secrete continually. We have to stop at least 2 to 3 hours between meals. On the other hand, the bitter body fluid, the gallbladder and the liver, especially the liver, now we stay late, we harm our liver. We eat late, so we give a lot of food in the liver, cannot digest, cannot manipulate, cannot eliminate all, so that gets stuck in there. And also, we try to abuse a lot of fat, especially the animal fat. That's why our liver and gallbladder have to use all of whatever they have in the storage to help to get rid of the fat we inject. And as a consequence, we don't have enough. Or even though we block the synthesis of the body fluid with the bitter taste, slowly we make our liver and gallbladder be blocked without function or be damaged. So external, we don't provide enough. Internal, we not support normal gut to produce enough. So that's why we don't have enough to work and we mess up or we make it become imbalanced. So for the last 3 days, we try to use the external source from the vegetable to supply the 6K flavor to reset the balance state in our body. Right? But again, when we use the external source, our body still be depend on the external source. It cannot develop or reset its own function yet. Right? So from start tonight and from tomorrow, we will help our body to reset its own function to resynthesize and rebalance our system automatically by the nature give it the feature for that. So that's why tonight we will have a different procedure, use different juice, different mixture to help to reset and to stimulate that function, right? And then also from tonight, we will help to stimulate, to clean up, to reset the function of gallbladder and liver. Because if we, for the last three days, we concentrate on the detoxification on three major routes. The first route That's the elimination system to the stool number two, right? To eliminate most of the solid waste product. The second route we use, that is the circulation route through the kidney will filter and kick out all the fluid, extra fluid or dirty fluid, includes some very fine solid substance, solid particle in there. So with that way, we can eliminate to the second level element in our body, the fluid. And the third route we use, that is the exercise, breathing exercise, and to make the air coming out, the negative gas, the negative energy, toxic gas, be pushed out as much as possible, as deep as possible. In that way, we will eliminate the negative gas, negative energy, and some very, very fine particle in the air, in the lung, in the intestine can be pushed out too. So that is the three major routes we try to clean up, eliminate for the last 3 days. But we cannot get connect all the organ system. We cannot get deep into the cellular level yet, because every single cell in our body be protected by many different layers, right? From every single cell, especially the headquarter, the DNA, the genetic information, be protected in the nucleus. Yeah? It have at least 4 or 5 different protective layers. And all of that protective layer is fatty acid and lipoprotein. Yeah? And during the last 3 days in the juice we use, majority is the water. Little bit fat in there is not enough. Only in the yellow juice you see a little bit fatty acid in there, omega 3 in there. So that just have enough, okay, the minimum, okay, for the communication of the nerve cell only. It's not enough to get deep in here. Even though it's not enough to connect between one organ to the other organ in the same system, right? So for the last 3 days, we just try to clean up in its root, in its system only, and outside, it not get deep inside yet. Because every single organ, again, it be compiled by 100,000,000,000,000,000 cells, right? And each cell like that is a many, many protective layer. And the final one is what we call the cell membrane. And this is the lipoprotein, is the fat. And many, many cell like that compile together to make an organ. And each organ has another layer of protected. And it has only one gate of connection, and it has the controlling system at the gate, so it not let anyone in without permission. And also, most of the gate now is blocked, right? So the even though it has permission, it still cannot get in and get out correctly. So that's why we had a problem with this communication. We had a problem with the blockage and imbalance. So the last 3 days, we try to eliminate the very gross level in each root only. We cannot get deep inside. We cannot get the communication between one root to the other root, one system to the other system, from one organ to the other organ, and one cell to the other cell. And as you know, for the last 3 days, we mentioned a lot. When we have the nutrition running in our body, right, if we not use correctly, it had a problem rise away from out here. We go back, that's what we call the reflux. Okay? Even though that's just the raw material, we put it in incorrectly or too much, okay, it will rebound right away, so it's called reflux. When it has too much accumulated, and we cannot kick it out. So we have a constipation, we have a big belly, we have a lot of waste product and the bacterial fermentation, and we have a lot of gas in here. So digestive system and elimination system out here, it already has a lot of problem. Whatever can be processed and penetrate through the small intestinal wall to get into the blood circulation. And again, this circulation system now, okay, we block it and the flow is slowed down. So that's why it cannot deliver all the nutrition to the destination where it needs the energy for energy. So that's why the level of nutrition building up, and that consequently to high blood sugar, high blood cholesterol, bad cholesterol, etc. So that is the nutrition the one really needs for our body, but it's not delivered to the destination correctly, it builds up and it creates a lot of problems. How about the waste product, the byproduct, where it gets stuck in there and it cannot be eliminated out? It will create more problems. Okay? So that's why for the last 3 days we try to clean up, we try to eliminate all the waste product and eat some the what we call the good product or the nutrition storage or get stuck in our system. Okay? So but that's not enough and that's not clean up yet. And from tonight we need to go deeper. We need to go deeper. The ultimate goal. How can we penetrate, we connect deep into every single cell and get deep into the headquarters, the DNA region or the nuclear region to clean up, to reset the balance state. Because even though out here in the circulation system, the nutrition gets stuck, right? It builds up the concentration, it already causes the disease and the problem. Right? And the waste product, the byproduct in the circulation system gets stuck, building up, it creates a lot of problems. And this is still the big root, right? And the system out here is still considered good. How about inside the nuclear region, in the DNA region? It much smaller and deeper. So if it cannot circulate the flow of energy or the nutrition or the byproduct, it not flow correctly, it not incorrectly, not out correctly, it creates more problem. So that's why when we look at the DNA in here, we see the modification of the chain of the structure, the level, the content, and we thought that is a generic problem, right? But actually it's not genetic. It's not genetic. Like we have the normal blood, right? We have a normal blood. If our nutrition flow evenly, correctly, so all the nutrition will be delivered to the destination and convert into the energy. And all the waste product, byproduct be carried out completely. So our blood system clean, all the cell clean, and all the body system work properly. But now when the flow, the current becomes slowed down, the nutrition cannot be delivered to the destination, we don't have enough energy, so our body becomes tired, becomes messed up. And then when it cannot deliver it in, it cannot carry on the byproduct, waste product out to the top systems and build up and create all the problems. See? So the same circulation system, the same nutrition thing, the same byproduct, but when it not flow correctly, it not be delivered correctly, it creates a lot of problem. And how about inside the cell? The same thing. And it much more deeply, it much more dangerous because it have too many layers. So that's why it cannot get in, it cannot get out. Not enough nutrition come in to support that, to maintain the survival, the good state of that. And many different layers protective blockage, so that's why the byproduct, waste block, cannot be eliminated out. So that's why it just kill, building up, accumulating up. So it's called a changing of the the manipulation, the different formation. So that's what we call the genetic problem. But I don't think that's genetic, because we are the one to create the environment for it to change. And also all the information we program in this particle, and what I used to call this the administration office, the parliament, house representative, congress, everything in here. Because all the program, it was set up in here. Every single cell, how it's synthesized, we determine in here. How much it can synthesize, it synthesized from what kind of material, and where it can go to, how long it can live, what it function, etc. All of that information we program in here. So if it messes up and the information cannot be sent out to outside, and all the feedback control from outside to send it in here is not received correctly, so that's why we have a lot of cancer from here. For example, the cell to the time to be died, and it not died, it just stay there forever. A longer time is supposed to be there, and that is one type of cancer we have now. The other type of cancer, very general, common, okay, the cell multiplies too fast, out of control, because it cannot listen to the order in the programming here in the headquarters. The other mechanism of cancer, or defense system, the cell not function, not do what it's supposed to do, right? The cell not stay in the region where it's supposed to stay. It goes anywhere it likes. So that's what we call metastasize. So all kind of cancer, okay, start from here. And also be initiated from the lock and setting we learned yesterday with their own system of the nervous system, with their own system of controlling and not listen, not obey to the headquarters signal. The same thing in here, because it be blocked in here, the communication system cannot get it through. And the transportation system cannot get it through. So it been modified the information in and out, and the substance carry in and out, and not enough, not correctly. So that's why now the ultimate goal in this process, how can we clean up deep to the cellular level? And if we want to get deep in here, first we need to reset the communication system. Okay? And if we want to reset the communication system, we need to have the oily media. Because every single cell, every single particle, every single organ system, and every system, it has a many, many protective layer. And all that protective layer is fatty acid and lipoprotein. If we don't have the same media, we cannot cross the border. Secondly, the headquarter, the nerve, the neurotransmitter, the neural cell, all that in the fast media. So if we don't use the oily mixture, or if we don't use enough fat, okay, we cannot connect, we cannot send out a signal from the headquarters. We cannot connect to every single system, organ, or every single cell. So that's why we need to reset the communication system. That is the first priority before we can do anything else. After we reset, connect all the communication system from the headquarters to all the internal organ system, and finally to the destination, that means to every single cell and the particle inside itself. And then the next step, we will reconnect or repair the transportation system. So it will carry out all the dirty byproduct, waste product inside the cell, out to the organ, down to the elimination system, so it can be kicked out of our body. And the new nutrition, the new fresh energy, new substance we brought in from the fresh food, okay, it can be delivered to the final destination. Okay? And also, if we reset and connect all the transportation system, automatically the nutrition, the good one, the fresh energy, the new mineral, trace element, vitamin, from outside, from the fresh juice we have, it automatically penetrate inside. You see? And the good will put the bad out. Remember, wherever the light comes, the darkness disappears. Wherever the good positive energy comes, the negative energy we put out. So that's why we need to reset the communication system first, and then the transportation system is the next step. And to doing that, we have to use the right concept. We cannot get directly into the circulation system on the brain, the nervous system directly, because each system is blocked, we protect by the layer. We have to go through this entrance, gallbladder and the liver. Right? We have to go to the middle way, the middle part of our body. So from here, it will shoot up to the headquarters, and from here, it will reset, connect our body in the middle way, in the balanced state. So that's why tonight, we have to use the oily mixture. But if we not practice correctly the universal law of three, we will fail. Because the first principle in the universal law of three is what? Minimize the intake of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. Right? So that's why you see in the food, in the juice you get for the last 3 days, it don't have all this one, minimum level. So if we not practice it correctly, tonight when you get the very highly oily mixture, we will destroy whatever we practice for the last 3 days. So that's why now you need to do it correctly from now to 10 p.m. tonight. So when we use the oily mixture tonight to do all the features we want to reset it, it not fail, right? But if we not do it correctly today, is the last day to perform the universal law of three. And when we use it oily mixture, it's ruined out or whatever we already did for the last 3 days. So read and remember and practice what the universal law of three asks you to do. It's not only to minimize intake of all carbohydrate, protein, and fat. It asks you to do what? It asks you to practice 3 times of bowel movement, the number 2 at least. And you have to urinate 5, 6, 7 times. You need to do the breathing exercise as much as you can, at least 1 or 2 times per day and 15 to 20 minutes each time. You need to practice noble silence. Keep your body, spirit and mind in purified state, okay, in the quiet state and in the harmonious state. And try to sit on the floor, cross leg, upright as much as you can, at least 3 times a day, and the longer you can do that, the deeper it can reset, it can clean, and it can nourish your body and mind, right? And practice Qigong and Tai Chi whenever you have time in the break time, okay, you can do it more. That means the more you practice, the more you practice correctly, the more benefit you will have. Okay, the better result it will come in out from tomorrow. So, I think that's it. And you have about 9 more hours. Okay, 9 more hours to doing that. Especially for the new student. Alright? And you need to be careful and practice correctly, and especially for the one had a problem. Okay, you need to correct your system, so you have to practice it correctly, so it will help you to reset all the system back to its normal function. Alright, so now is the time to sit back, upright, relax. Come back to your respiration. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100% here and now. And observe the respiration fully. Alright, anyone need break, you can break. Anyone need to sit back here, so you can listen to the loud translation. Okay, and then at 11:30, okay, if you have a half an hour, at 11:30 we'll resume back here to get ready with the rest juice bottle, and get ready for the lunchtime noise now. Alright, thank you.